Lesson 10, Spiritual Inventory, Part 1. Principle 4, Openly examine and confess my faults to myself, to God, and to someone I trust. Happy are the pure in heart. Step 4, We made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Lamentations 3:40 says, Let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord. Think about it. Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. Say, Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test my thoughts. Point out anything you find in me that makes you sad, and lead me along the path to everlasting life. The following list gives some of our additional shortcomings, sins in other words, that can prevent God from working effectively in our lives. Reading through it and searching your heart will help you get started on your inventory. Relationship to others. Matthew 6:12-14 says, Forgive us our sins, just as we have forgiven those who have sinned against us. Don't bring us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. So ask yourselves, who has hurt you? Against whom have you been holding a grudge? Against whom are you seeking revenge? Are you jealous of someone else? Who have you criticized or gossiped about? Have you justified your bad attitude by saying it's their fault? The people that you name in this area will go in column 1 of your inventory worksheet. Next, let's think about priorities in life. Matthew 6:33 says, He will give them to you if you give him first place in your life and live as he wants you to. After accepting Jesus Christ, in what areas of your life are you still not putting God first? What in your past is interfering with you doing God's will? Your ambition perhaps? Pleasures? Your job? Money issues? Friendships? Your personal goals? Let's think about attitude. Ephesians 4:31 says, Get rid of all bitterness, passion and anger. No more shouting or insults. No more hateful feelings of any sort. Have you complained about your circumstances? In what areas of your life are you ungrateful? Have you been angry and easily blown up at people? Have you been sarcastic? What in your past is causing you fear or anxiety? Let's think about integrity. Colossians 3 verse 9 says, Do not lie to each other. You have left your old sinful life and the things you did before. In what past dealings were you dishonest? Have you stolen things? Have you exaggerated yourself to make yourself look better? In what areas of your past have you used false humility? Have you pretended to live one way in front of your Christian friends and another way at home or at work? Have you memorized Isaiah 1 verse 18 yet? It says this, Come, let's talk this over, says the Lord. No matter how deep the stain of your sins, I can take it out and make you as clean as freshly fallen snow. Even if you are stained as red as crimson, I can make you white as wool. Lesson 10, Spiritual Inventory, Part 1, Question Section. Question 1. is in several parts. In fact, quite a lot of the questions in this section are in multiple parts, so it's quite a big question section. Question 1. Relationship to others. Who has hurt you? Go back as far as you can. And how specifically did they hurt you? Who are you holding a grudge against or seeking revenge? Who are you jealous of, past and present, and why? Who have you been critical of or gossiped about, and why? How have you attempted to place the blame on someone else? Be specific. What new, healthy relationships have developed since you have been in recovery? That's all question 1 about relationship to others. Question 2 is about priorities in life. What areas of your life have you been able to turn over to your higher power, Jesus Christ? After acting on principle 3, in what areas of your life are you still not putting God first, and why not? What in your past is keeping you from seeking and following God's will for your life? Number the following list in order of your personal priorities. Career, family, church, Christ, friendships, money, ministry. I'll read that list again. Number the following list in order of your personal priorities. Career, family, church, Christ, friendships, money, ministry. What are your personal goals for the next 90 days? Keep it simple. Question 3, all about attitude. What areas of your life are you thankful for? In the past, what things have you been unthankful or ungrateful about? What causes you to lose your temper? To whom have you been sarcastic in the past? Give examples. What in your past are you still worried about? How has your attitude improved since you have been in recovery? Question 4 is all about integrity. In the past, how have you exaggerated yourself to make yourself look good? Give examples. Does your walk as a Christian match your talk? Are your actions the same at recovery meetings, at church, at home, and at work? In what areas of your past have you used false humility to impress someone? Have any of your past business dealings been dishonest? Have you ever stolen things? Finally, list the ways that you have been able to get out of your denial, your distorted and dishonest thinking, into God's truth.